Okay, today's daf is Menachos Daf Kuf Beis. We are holding on Daf Kuf Aleph Amid Beis, the second to last skinny line on Kuf Aleph Amid Beis. V'halan lifnei zrika. So what we're going to discuss is the sheet of Rabbi Shimon, who seems to hold kala omed le is kid, that when something is omed to have something to it, it's as if it's already been done. And we're going to suggest that anything that could have and should have had a shas Hechsher is going to be metame tumas ochlin, meaning the fact that it could have been something that was kasher la'achila, it was omed to be kasher la'achila, so that's already going to be metame tumas ochlin. So the Gemara is going to spend the majority of the daf focusing on that possibility, whether that's correct and what the parameters of that are. We're going to have a distinction, for example, between kala omed liftos on the one hand versus kala omed lizrok, that to be poda just involves saying something. So maybe the fact that you could be poda, it's as if you already were poda in a certain sense, but the fact that you could be zorek, maybe that's not ki'ilu zarek, because that's already a maisa. The Gemara is going to distinguish between what's called a food for hilchus me'ila and what's called the food for hilchus tumas ochlin, meaning maybe even if you hold kala omid li is kid, and therefore something is considered an ochel, even though right now it cannot be eaten, maybe that's only it's considered an ochel legabe tumas ochlin, but maybe there are other halachos that we won't consider it an ochel for. On Amud Beis, we're going to have a possible distinction between omid lizrok versus omid lisrof. Is anything that's omid to be burnt, ki'ilu it's already burnt and already turned to ashes, and how that's nogeya legabe paraduma, which is omid to be burnt, and whether that's mitame tumas ochlin. And then we're going to have a Mishnah on Amud Beis that's going to discuss the status of a korban mincha that's brought in a different type of kli, or in a different number of kelim than you had originally committed to bring it. You said you're going to bring a minchas machvas and you brought a marcheshes, or vice versa. Or you said you're going to bring a mincha in one kli, you brought it in two kelim, or vice versa. So is the mincha kosher? Is it possible? And do you have to bring another one in order to be yotzei? And we're going to have slight changes in the language that are going to make a major difference in halacha, depending on how you said your original neder. And the Gemara is going to explain why we need all of the cases that are mentioned in the Mishnah. Why both the case where you changed the type of kli and the case where you changed the number of kelim, why would I have ever thought to distinguish between those two things? But right now, let's pick up two lines from where the wide lines begin, the second to last skinny line, Vaha Lun. So the Gemara is asking, how can we say what we said yesterday, that Rav Shimon holds, that a korban that's ra'ui for pidyon, it's considered as if it had a shas kosher, because you could have been poda it at some point. So it's considered as if it had a shas kosher, and therefore it's subject to tumas ochlin. Vahalon lifnei zrika, but what about a case where it had lina before he ever did zrika, the mitzvah lemizrike, that the halacha was that before it ever became possible, before it ever had a lina, it was a mitzvah to be zorek, right? There was a requirement to be zorek the dam, and not only was there a requirement, v'ibai zarak, if the guy wanted, he could have been zorek the dam properly and been matir l'achila. So isn't that considered like it had a shasa kosher? Because granted, you didn't actually do the zrika to be machshir b'achila, but you could have, and the fact that you could have, according to Rabbi Shimon, that should be enough. The fact that you could have should make it an achila v'katani. And yet the braisa we mentioned yesterday says that when discussing the sheet of Rabbi Shimon, the aim mitami to masochlin, that basar that is lun before zrika, if the psulina happens before you ever had a chance to do zrika, that it's not going to be metame to masochlin. So you see that a carbon that is ra'ui to be machshir l'achila, even if there's a mitzvah to be machshir l'achila, it's not considered an ochel as long as it hasn't actually been hukshir l'achila. So this is going to be very difficult for what we're trying to say within Rabbi Shimon. We're trying to say now that a para aduma is considered an ochel as far as tumas ochlin is concerned, even after it's already shechted, so you know it's going to be used as a para aduma, because Rabbi Shimon holds, yeah, it's not necessarily going to be used as a para aduma. If matzah cheres na'imena, if you find another one that's nicer, you could be poda that you're going to be poda this one al gabe marachasa, even when it's already on the wood to be burnt, you could still be poda it. And Rabbi Shimon's whole word is, oh, since you could be poda it, it's as if you were poda it, and therefore it's considered an ochel. What do you mean? The same Rabbi Shimon holds that even though you could have been zorek, it's never considered to have a shasa kosher. Says Gemara, no hachamei askinan. You know when Rabbi Shimon says that the carbon has a is lun kodem zrika, that it's going to be possible that it's not going to be considered to have a shasa kosher. That's if you couldn't have even done zrika. How do you have a case where you couldn't have done zrika, where zrika was an impossibility, where you shechted the animal right at the very last moment of the day? So if you shechted the animal at the very last moment of the day, you can't do zrika balayla. So there was never a moment where you even could have done zrika. Then the lina is going to pasul before you ever even had a shasa kosher. Now, wait a second. If you shechted the animal at the last moment of the day, what's the next moment after the last moment of the day? Next moment is ben hashmashos. It's not really laila right away. So, granted, we don't actually do zrika during ben hashmashos, but that's only lechara because of a safek. It's safek yom, safek laila. So it's not necessarily, we don't necessarily know that this is not ra'ui lezrika, that this never really had a shasa kosher. So that's what the Sfasemis discusses, and he says that granted in Bein HaShemashos you're not allowed to do the zrika because of safek laila, but nevertheless, since la halacha, bottom line, you're not allowed to do the zrika, that's considered as if it's lo heisel shasa kosher. Because if I were to ask you, can you do the zrika? Your answer is, I absolutely cannot. Not maybe, I absolutely cannot. Why? Because of the safek, but I absolutely cannot. And therefore, it's not considered omed lizrok. It's not considered something that was heisel shasa kosher. Alternatively, the Sfas Emes suggests, in the name of his son-in-law, actually, that since dam is nifsal belina right away at shkiyas achama, that's the sheet of Tosos and Dav Chaf and Beis Maseches Menachos earlier in the Masechta. So there's no suffix whether it's mutzah to be zorik the dam ben hashmashos or not. Meaning the din of zrikas of dam not being done belaila is not just a din in what is halachically laila. Even in ben hashmashos, there's a din in the halacha. It's not tali on laila. It's tali on even it being ben hashmashos. It's tali and tchilas hashkia, that as soon as the tchilas shkia sachama, it's already possible. Okay, so now based on this yishuv that we just said, we could be medayik that the din of the brisa is only when, meaning the din of the brisa where we're saying that if it's lun lifnei zrika, that the whole thing is going to be possible, and it's not going to be in time to musulk, then it's not going to be considered to ever have had a shasa kosher. That's only if you, not only didn't you do the zrika, you couldn't do the zrika. So frak the gemara, aval haysalo shochus payom mai. But what would the halach be if you could have done the zrika while it was still day? Then metami to masochlin. Then it would be in metami to masochlin, because even though you didn't do the zrika, you at least could have done the zrika. Says Gemara, but that's going to be difficult because adatani long liachar zrika metami to masochlin. Instead of the brisa having to come up with a case where it's metami to masochlin, so what case did the brisa give where you actually did the zrika? So you were machshir it la'achila, and then it had a psalina. That's the case the Brisa had of where it's metami to masochlin. Well, you don't need to go that far. Liflog bedida, you could make the chilik within the case where it's lan lefnei zrika and say bamed varma murum. When do we say that it's not going to be metami to masochlin? That's if not only did it have the psalina before the actual zrika, but shelo yisalo shuhus payom, where you didn't even have the opportunity to do zrika. Aval haysalo shuhus payom, but the Brisa should have continued to say, but if you at least even had the opportunity to do zrika, even if you didn't actually do it. Metame to masochlin. Then it's going to be metame to masochlin. So the fact that the Tana doesn't make that chilik, but rather makes the chilik between lan lefnei zrika and lan liachar zrika, you see that there is no such chilik between laachar shchita, between whether there was time to do zrika after the shchita or no time to do zrika after the shchita. And therefore, we're back to the kasha that lan kodem zrika, l'chora, you could have done the zrika, and nevertheless, we still say that carbon is not metame to masochlin. So the Gemara answers, you know what? If you could have done the zrika, then we do consider it as if you did the zrika. It's as if metame to masochlin. What about the fact that the Tana didn't make this chilik that we would have liked the Tana to make between when there was shuhus bayom and when there was no shuhus bayom? Hachinami ka'amar. The Tana is making that chilik. We just have to know how to read it. When the Tana distinguishes between lan kodem zrika, lan le'achar zrika, it's not what he means. What he means is lan kodem, keyword, sheyera'e lizrika, and ena metami to masochlin. La'achar sheyera'e lizrika metami to masochlin. You know how we determine whether it's going to have to masochlin? Did the lina happen after you could have done the zrika. If v'lina happened after you could have done the zrika, then it was already metame tumas ochlin. But if v'lina happened before you even could have done the zrika, then it's not metame tumas ochlin. And this is perfectly consistent with the way we're understanding Rabbi Shimon, that anything that could have been ochel, that you had it within your power to make it ochel, it's considered already as an ochel with the gabi tumas ochlin. And that's why by the para aduma, even al gabi ma'ara chasa, after the shechita, it could still be ochel. How could it be ochel? You'll find a nicer one, even though they're very rare. But you'll find a nicer one, you'll replace this one, you'll be poda it, and then you can make it into an ochel. So could have is enough, according to Rabbi Shimon. So I asked the Gemara about Pigel, Bein Bekotchim Kotchim, Bein Bekotchim Kalim, Mitzvah Lemizrake. If the halach is, if you're mefagel by Kotchim Kalim, Kotchim Kotchim or Kotchim Kalim, where there's a mitzvah to be Zorik the Dam Karoi without having a Machsheves Pigel, without having any sort of Machsheves Isser, and to be Matu the Karban, and not only was it a mitzvah to be Zorek, the Iba'i Zorek, you're talking about a case where if the Kohen wanted to, he could have been Zorek the Dam without having a Machsheves Pigel, so certainly it was within his control to turn this Karban into a viable Karban, into an edible food, and yet the Katani, Dena Metamit to Masochlin. We say that if he actually was Mefagel, that it's not going to be Metamit to Masochlin. Well, why should that be the case? My love, the Pigel Bezrika, aren't we talking about a case that at the time of the Zrika, he had a Machsheva that he's going to eat the Karban and that pigle is going to pass the carbon to the point where it's not even going to be considered royal achil, it's not going to have tumas ochlin. But why should that be the case? Meaning, as long as it could have, and if he was mefagel bezrika, he could have not been mefagel bezrika, he did the shechita, now it's time to do the zrika, all he's got to do is do the zrika right, and the carbon is mutar b'achila, so it's completely in his control to make it mutar b'achila. So the fact that he chooses not to, and that he chooses to make the pigle, should not take away its status as achila, if we're holding like Rabbi Shimon of Kala Omeid, Li is kiss. So the Gemara says, lo, the Bryce is not talking about where he's mefagel bezrika, because he's a chinami. If he's mefagel bezrika, it already had a shasa kosher. Didn't actually have a shasa kosher, but could have had a shasa kosher, and that's good enough. No, the case where we're saying that it's not an ochel at all is the pigel b'shchita, that at the time of the shchita, he already had in mind to eat chutz l'zmano, and therefore, it never had a shasa kosher, because it was never even within his control to make it kosher, because the only way to make Basar Karban Royal Achil is not by Shechita, you have to do a Zrika following the Shechita. So if at the time of Shechita he already ruined it, he never had that one moment where all I got to do is this one thing and it makes it kosher. If he never had that one thing that he could have done to make it kosher, then it's Vadai not considered an Ochel. That's what the Acharonim explained. I mean, what about the fact that he could have Shechted it properly without a Machsheves Pigel, and therefore it's considered Shasa kosher? No, it's not. Because even if he shechts it without a machshavas pigul, it's still not kosher. It only becomes kosher when he's zorek, and you need to have that one step away. It needs to be one step removed. So now the Gemara says, according to this way of being miyashiv, we could be medayik that the din of the brisa is only when he had a machshavas pigul b'shasa shechita. Meaning this din, that if you're mefagel, that if you're mefagel bein mekachim kachim bein mekachim kalim, that it's not considered to be an ochel. That's only if you're mefagel b'shashchita, where you never even had it in your control. Aval pigel b'zrika mai hachinami demetami to masochlin. But if you would have been mefagel at the time of zrika, then in a chinami would be tami to masochlin, because it had a shasa kosher. Yeah, but if that's the case, why doesn't the brisa make that distinction? Aditani pigel b'mincha metami to masochlin. When the brisa wanted to come up with the case where you had a machsheves pigel and it's still going to be metamei to masochlin, what did it come up with? You're mefagel a korban mincha, it's metamei to masochlin. Remember, we said yesterday, what's the svara? Because every korban mincha had a shasa kosher. What was the shasa kosher of a korban mincha? You had grain. And before you were makdish that grain, it was already kosher. You don't have that by behemoths, because by a behema, before you're makdish the behema, it's not kosher. It's evam menachai. It's alive, right? So, but grain was perfectly kosher. So every mincha had a shasa kosher, and therefore we said pigel b'mincha mitami to masochlin. But now we can say even within the world of zevach, you don't even need to go to mincha. Liflo bidida. You don't need to go to the case of a korban mincha. It shouldn't be taken out of context. You need to go to mincha. We should be mechalik the din of the zevach itself. That b'med varim amurim de pigel b'shchita, aval pigel b'zrika metami to masochlin. We could have made the chiluk within that very case, that if you're mefagel b'shchita, that's when it never had a shasa kosher, and that's that's when it's not going to be mitamei tumas ochlin. But if you're mifagel bezrika, then it is mitamei tumas ochlin. The fact that the brisa doesn't make that chiluk l'chora tells me that it's not a chiluk, and that even if you're mifagel bezrika, where you could have made it kasha l'achila, I don't care what you could have done, it never actually was kasha l'achila, which is a rejection of our entire understanding of Rabbi Shimon. So Gemara says, no. That chiluk would have been a perfectly good chiluk, and the brisa could have said it. But the brisa wanted to tell me an additional chiddush. Pigel b'minchit srichalei. The brisa wanted to highlight for me that if I'm mefagel l'korban mincha, it's still going to be in the time of Tumas Ochlin. The af al gav, the pigel b'kmitza, the komis mincha k'shchita dami, that even if you're mefagel at the stage of kmitza of korban mincha, which parallels, as we said many times, the kmitza of korban mincha parallels the shchita of a zevach, and therefore you would think, oh, if I'm mefagel b'shchita, then it's not mitami Tumas Ochlin. So by a mincha, if I'm mefagel b'kmitza, it should also not be mitami Tumas Ochlin. That would have been the Havamina. So that's why the Bryson wants to highlight for me, no, afilu hachi, mitami Tumas Ochlin. That if you're mefagel b'kmitza, it's still going to be mitami Tumas Ochlin. Why? Hol v'haitzel shasa kosher meikaro. Because it did have a shasa kosher at one point. What was that one point? Before you were ever makdish this grain as a korban mincha, it already had a shasa kosher. Tosos raises the question, why is it that the Tana holds that something that doesn't have a din kmitza, why is it that we consider this, that kmitza is different than shchita, why is that a chiddush? Meaning the chor, it's a double pashut, that when it comes to shchita, it never had a you have a machshavas pigel b'shas shchita, so it went straight from being a live animal to being a pigel animal, a pigel korban. So you never had a shasa kosher. Whereas by a mincha, it's obvious that when you had a machsheves pigel at the time of kmitza, yeah, but it was once just regular grain, like any other grain that I have in my silo. It was never, you know, so it once had a shasa kosher. So why exactly would we have a hava mina to think differently? So that's the kasha that Tosfos is bothered by. So in the Sefer Minchas Kohen, he suggests to be miyashiv Tosfos that there's a chiddush by a mincha, because you could have said that the heter that it had before it was huktash is not like a heter. Meaning, he first explains the kasha. He says the kasha Tosfos is saying is that the mincha l'chor should be like basa b'chalav, and Rabbi Shimon held that basa b'chalav does have dinei tumas ochlin. Why? Because before you mixed the basa and the chalav, they were each kasha l'achila. Ah, so isn't it obvious that the mincha is the same thing? Before you were makdish it, it was perfectly kosher. So he says, no, maybe there's a big difference. Because basa b'chalav, it was mutar b'achila even after the interaction happened. Meaning, if you put basar in your pot, you put chalav in your pot, so now they're ready together, it's still mutar b'achila midaraisa, because you didn't have bishul yet. So even after the confrontation, it already became, it was already still mutar b'achila. Whereas the korban mincha, from the moment I was makdish it as a korban mincha, it never had a heter achila. So maybe that would have been the hava amina. But again, all of that is just explaining what the hava amina would have been, and that's why the Gemara has to tell me that it's not so, that a korban mincha did have a shasa kosher, and therefore is subject to tumas ochlin, regardless of when you had the machsheves pigel. So Amar Rav Ashi, Amrisa l'shmaite kamedra of Nachman. He says, I said this over, this pshat in Rabbi Shimon, that we've been saying the whole time, that anything that's omeid li is ki, so something that you could have made into an ochel, it's as if it is an ochel, and therefore it's mitami to mesochlin. So I said this in front of Rav Nachman over here. Rav Nachman Tosfos over here writes that we shouldn't be goris Rav Nachman, because Rav Nachman was Rava's Rebbe, and he died earlier, and Rava died on the day that Rav Ashi was born. So there's no way that Rav Ashi ever would have said anything in front of Rav Nachman unless he was saying it in front of Rav Nachman's kever. So he says the girsa has to be Rav Kahana, and Tosfos says if the girsa was Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, then you wouldn't need to change the girsa, because Rav Nachman by Yitzchak is a different Rav Nachman. Tosfos throughout Shas likes to do that kind of thing. He tries to figure out the history of who interacted with who, and he changes a number of girsos based on that. And obviously, sometimes will make a difference in halacha, because you have to see if there are stiras and different sugyas and how to be miyashiv them. So okay, so he says, I said this in front of Rav Nachman, and I answered all the kashas from the Brisa of Paraduma in this way: Afilu tema lan mamish, v'afilu tema tema the pigul bezrika the ibayi parak arminan ibayi havazarik lo arminan. He says, you know what? I dealt with all the kashas that came up, and I just made a different chilik than everything we've been saying up until now. I didn't have to say that that lun kodem zrika means lun before it was rotwi lizrika, like we fetched out before that you did the shechita at the last moment of the day, and the lina happened before it was even rotwi lizrika. And I didn't have to say that when we were talking about pigul, that the pigul was only b'shas shechita, but if the pigul would have been b'shas zrika, then it is mitami to masochlin. No, a much simpler chilik to answer all the questions. The ibayi parik amrinan, ibayi havazarik lo amrinan. When it comes to being poda a behema, we could say kol omid liftos is kapadwi dami, because what does it take to be poda? It's just words. But to say kol omid lizrok is kazarok dami, that since I could have been zorik the dam, that the carbon is going to be considered an ochel, that far we're not going to go, because zrika is already an actual maisa. So meisfei, so the Gemara says, we can raise the following question. The fact that you have the ability to be zorik v'dam, is that not considered a shasa kosher? I beklalam Rabbi Yeshua. The Mishnah says Maseches Meila. The Rabbi Yeshua formulated a rule. Kol shay solo shas heta lekohanim ein molin ba. Anything that was ever mutter for kohanim to eat is not subject to meila, even though right now it's not mutter for kohanim to eat, since it had a shas heter, it's no longer considered kotche Hashem, and it doesn't go back into that category. It's not going to be subject to meila. But for kol shalo solo shas heta lekohanim, anything that was never mutter for kohanim to eat, molin, but it remains kodesh Hashem and is therefore subject to meila. Veizu shaset lekohanim. What is an example of a behema that had a shaset lekohanim? It was regular carbon. Everything was going fine until it had a psul lina, till it had a psul tuma, till it had a psul yotzik chutzim kamo. So that was all shas heta lekohanim. But until the problem occurred, and what would be an example of a carbon that did not have a shas heta lekohanim? Shenishchata chutzlizmana. By the time it was shechted, it was already with a machsheves chutzlizmana, the chutzim kamo, or a machsheves psul of chutzim akoma, v'shekiblu psulin v'zarku, or a pasul kohanim, or mekabel the dam, or rezorik of zarku es dam, or rezorik the dam. In all of those things, the basar never became mutar b'achila, because the basar only becomes mutar b'achila at the shazrika. And in all of these cases, the psul happened prior to the shazrika. But katani mi aresha, what did the resha say? Lana v'shalana v'shenitmis v'shayatza. That an example where something is considered to have had a shasa kosher is if it was kosher, it was a good carbon, a kohen could have eaten it, then it had a psul lina, then a psul tuma, then a psul yotze. My love, lana mamish, doesn't lan mean that the psul lina happened only after the actual zrika was done and it was actually kosher, and not only when it was ra'oi for zrika, but after it actually had zrika. And over here, where you weren't zorik the dam, but the ibai havazaraku, you could have been zorik the dam, and yet for katani dein mawalin. Even though you could have been zorik the dam, we say we don't care that you could have. You weren't, and therefore it's not, the behem is not subject to meila. So the heter zrika is not considered a shasa kosher against everything we've been saying. I'm sorry, a heter zrika is a shasa kosher against the last teretz that we just said. Meaning we just said that the fact that you could do zrika does nothing for you, because zrika is a maisa, that's a big deal already. The fact that you could do pidyon, that does something for you. But the fact that you could do zrika does nothing for you. And yet over here we see in this brisa, that the ibayi havazaraku, it's a case where you could do zrika, and still we say it's not subject to mi'ila, because the heter zrika is considered a shasa kosher. The fact that you could have done zrika, it makes it considered like it was something that was kosher. So it says more low. Really, the heter zrika is not considered a shasa kosher. When the Mishnah says lana v'shalana v'shenitmes v'shiyatza, it doesn't mean that it was lan and the behema became possible before you ever did zrika. It meant ru'uya lates, ru'uya litame, ru'uya lalin, that the behema became possible in one of these ways at a time that it was a ra'uy for one of these psulim, where it only had this psul, meaning you already had a zrika sadam. But enochinami, if you only could have had a zrika sadam, but didn't actually have a zrika sadam, that's worthless. The fact that you could have had a zrika sadam does not make it something that's considered to have a shas het heter achilu lekohanim. So the Gemara asks, according to that yishuv that we're saying right now, that the din of the Mishnah is only talking about with the behemah avalina after you actually had a zrikas adam, avalina mamish. But if the basar or the dam was lun before the zrikas adam, mai, what would the din be? Well, then hachinami demal, and then it would still be subject to mila because it never had a shas heter lekohanim, even though you could have done the zrika. Well, hay kol sha hayalo shas heter lekohanim the kol shlo. Why then do we speak in past tense that it did have or didn't have shaset elokohanim? You know what it should have said? Kol sheyesh lo shaset elokohanim ein molin ba, kol sheein lo shaset elokohanim molin ba mi bayilat. Meaning, if it's not about theoretically what could have been, but it's about what actually was, then it should have said it in much more concrete terms that it has or it doesn't have. That's the chiluk between the dinim. Whether the behemah is still kosher and is royally pasul, or it was already nifsal previously. From the fact that the Tana doesn't speak b'lashon hove, he speaks b'lashon avar, you have to say that even if it only would have had a shas heter, even though already by now it's not able to be nizrak anymore, but because it was already nifsal belina, the behemah is still mutar b'achila because it's considered to have had a shas kosher because it could have had a shas kosher. In which case, our kasha comes back on Rav Ashi and Rav Nachman from the fact that it says in the Mishnah that even by Zrika you see that since it was nitan lizarek, it's considered a shas heter and legabe the halacha of meila. So says Gemara, you're right. Legabe the halacha of meila, that the fact that it could have had a Zrika, that's enough. Ela am Rav Ashi meila tuma karamis. What's that got to do with tumas ochlin? The fact that it could have had a shas kosher is not enough to make it a food legabe tumas ochlin. It's enough to say that it was huter lekohanim legabe meila, so it's no longer subject to meila, but not enough to make it a food legabe tumas ochlin. Meila mishum kedusha v'lav kedushi. The whole din of meila is totally on the kedusha of the animal. When the animal has kedusha, there's a din meila. When it doesn't have kedusha, the din meila goes away. Labas v'depakal de kedusha say. So after the kedusha leaves the animal because it was ra'i to be zorik the dam, because kolomi the zorikas kazarik dami b'mayhadru rechavala. How then can the kedusha go back on the animal? So the fact that it was hutar lizrika is enough to say that it's mutabai na and therefore no longer subject to mi'ila. But tumma mishum uchla v'lav uchlihi. The din of tumas uchlan is totally on whether the behema is an ochel, is it a food or not? It's not totally on the kedusha of the animal. So when the behema became mutar b'achila, it has dinei tumas ochlin. And so long as it doesn't have a shem ochel because it's asur b'ana, it doesn't have dinei tumas ochlin. So kol heichad yibay zarek, matzi zarek le. And therefore, whenever you have a case where if the kohen could have been zorik the dam, if he wanted to, he could have been zorik the dam, where the carbon was not possible, so mashvi le'uchla, the carbon is considered an ochel, umetami to masochlin, and therefore is metami to masochlin. But heichad yibay zorik, lo matzi zorik, but in a case where, even if the kohen would have wanted to be zorik the dam, he can't be zorik the dam, because it was ready nifsal belina, in Lomash Vileuchla. So the fact that it once had a heter zrika is not going to be enough to make it an ochel right now. Bottom line is, you didn't do the zrika, and now you can't because it already had a psalina. So Lomatami Tumas Ochlin, and therefore it's not going to have Tumas Ochlin. So you can't compare the dinim of Me'ila to the dinim of Tumas Ochlin. So the Gemara asks now on Rav Ashi and Rav Nachman Vaiter, Meisve, Hamevi Ashim, we have a Mishnah Mesach Krisis, Hamevi Ashim Talui. Let's say a person brings an Ashim Talui. So Ashim Tali is a carbon, a male ayil that comes on a safek avera that you chayv al shigasu chatas kavua. That normally, if you were to do this avera b'shogeg, you'd be chayv chatas. You're not sure if you did the avera b'shogeg. So then you bring an Ashim Tali on the chance that maybe you did bring did do the avera b'shogeg. So a person bring an Ashim Tali and no delo shelo chata. And then somewhere along the process of bringing the Ashim Tali, he's mevarer his safek. He wasn't sure, did he do this avera b'shogeg or not? And then someone says, oh no, I was watching you. You did it this way. So he's mevar the suffix somehow. He figures out that he didn't do the avera. No delo shelo chata. The Mishnah is choosing the happier possibility. The other possibility is, Right? If he knows that he was chata, then he's got to bring korban chata. So the Yashem Tali is also not going to be a son. So nodelo shelo chata. Im ad shelo nishchat nodelo yetsev yir ve'eder. If he finds out before he ever shechts this ayil, this Yashem Tali, so then let the ayil go out and let it graze with the other sheep. Meaning it becomes like a regular behemas chulin. The guy didn't do any avera, so he was never chayv in the korban, and the whole hafrashas hakorban was only machmas hasafek. But now the safek has been clarified. Divra Meir, that's where Meir Shita, the animal just becomes chulin. The Chum say, let it go and graze until it develops a mum, the yimacha, and then let it be sold, the yipludamav linadava, and the money will go to buy an olas linadava. So you have to let it graze until it develops a mum, though. The reason for the Chum is because whenever you're mafresh a behemah for Nashim Talui, we assume libo nokfo al cheto, the Rishonim explain over here, based on the Gemara in Krisus, that the person is so troubled by the possibility of his Avera, he's so terrified of the prospect of a Safek Avera that he's makdish the carbon with an absolute full heart. So he means to be completely makdish this carbon. So there's no such thing as saying, okay, let it just be chulin now. No, at the time of the Hakdasha, he was fully into the idea of being makdish this carbon. Good, that's the Chum. Rabbi Elazar Omer, Yikrav, Shem Eino Ba'al Chetzeh, Harei Ba'al Chetacher, just be makravid. If it's not for this Avera, Mestami, you did something else. So let it be for some other Avera that you don't know about. So that's all if you didn't do the Shechita yet. Misha Nishchat no delo, but the Mishnah goes on to say, if after the Shechita you then discover that you didn't do the Avera, so Hadam Yishafich V'Abasa Yisarif, you pour out the dam on the ground and you burn the basa not on the Mizbeach, meaning it turns out it's Behemas Kulin that was Shechta Be'Azara, so the Halach is Dina B'Sreifa, so you just have to get rid of it. Nizrak Hadam, and if you only find out after the Zrika already happened, then Abasa Ye'achel, then you actually eat the meat and you don't burn it, even though you found out now that you're not chayv the carbon, because the whole carbon initially was brought misafik. So when you did every important step of this carbon, that suffix still existed, and therefore this carbon is perfectly kosher. I find out 5 years later, it turns out that I didn't do the Avera. That's fine, it's okay, I didn't do anything wrong by bringing the carbon, I did exactly what I was supposed to do. So if I find out right after the Zrika, before I ever eat the meat, the carbon's over, I did it, it's done, and therefore it was perfectly good, and I can eat the meat. So that's the halacha. As long as the zrika was done. Now, what if you find out after the zrika, but before the emurim were hooked al gabei mizbeach? So the Mishnah doesn't discuss that case. Meaning, is the carbon really done? There's still another step. You're supposed to take all the emurim and burn them on the mizbeach. But now you know that you didn't do the avera. So the Sfasemis writes in Maseches Krisos that yesh le'estapek is the fact that the carbon becomes hukshar bezrika sadam now allow you to be malavei emurim for akhtara? Or do we say, no, you can't bring malavei emurim laktara? You know that the guy didn't do the avera. So he says, ein la'alosam. You don't bring the emurim up laktara because if it was nitan la'alosam laktara, the Tana should have told us that, which is a greater chiddush than being allowed to eat the basar, that you're even allowed to bring something on the mizbeach. But he says the basar is still mutter, even though normally you're not allowed to eat basar unless you're able to be makti the emurim, because the emurim are only ma'akev if they're around. But if they're destroyed or lost or tamei, or they're unable, you're unable to be makti them, so then they're not going to be ma'akev. That is the sheet of the Sfasemis. Reb Chaim, in Maisar Kabanos, Perek Yudches, Halacha Hei, says that an Asham Tali that's Baal HaSafek, if you didn't do the Avera and you bring the Asham, the Kedusha is only Nikva with the Shechita and the Zrika. So once you do a Shechita and you do the Zrika, it is a full-fledged carbon, even if you then find out that you didn't do the Avera, still, you're makrav the Emurim, meaning he's not there to say, not like the Sfasemis, that you would be able to be makta the emurim. So Rav Shach in the Sefer Psulei Muktash and Perek Hei has a discussion whether this is, whether Rav Chaim is more correct or the Sfasemis is more correct. So Rav Shach writes that Misvara, the Sfasemis would seem to be more correct, because the Mishnah should have said that Chiddush, that you're even allowed to be mal of the emurim. But he says, the problem is the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, V'hu lo yada, v'nislach lo, that the Iker Yediyah is Tali in the Shas Slicha. When's the Shas Slicha? Well, that there's no doubt. That's at the time of the Zrikas Adam. So it's all about the Shas Slicha, and he therefore says, Mestam Reb Chaim is correct over here, that that as long as the Shas Slicha, it was, you still didn't know, at the Shas Zrika, you still didn't know, then you could just go ahead with the Korban as normal. Reb Yossi Omer, back in the Brice, Reb Yossi Omer, back in the Mishra, Reb Yossi Omer, Afilu Hadam Bekos, even if you find out that you didn't do the Averu when the blood is still in the coast before you did the Zrika, Yizarek, you could do the Zrika, Vabasa Yachal, and still eat the meat. Vamarava, Rabbi Yossi, Bishitus Rabbi Shimon Amar. Ah, and that is the connection to our Sugya. That Rabbi Yossi, who holds that if you find out before you ever did the Zrika, you could still be Zorek, that's following the sheet of Rabbi Shimon. Damar Kala Omi Lizrok, Kizarok Dami, because Rabbi Shimon holds that any carbon that's Roy Lizrok, it's as if it's already been Nizrak. So that's why if the Dam is Bimizrak, if the Dam is already in the Kli, and you discover that you didn't do the Aver, you could still be Zorek. So from Ravi, you see, the way he understands Rabbi Yossi, it's a major kasha on Rav Nachman Rav Ashi, because Rav Nachman Rav Ashi said, no, when does Rabbi Shimon hold Kola Omeid? That's by Pidyon, but not by Zrika. Zrika is already considered a major Maisa, so you wouldn't say such a thing by Zrika. If the Dam was Pasul to Zrika, the fact that it was Nitam to Zrik shouldn't help. So says Mara, well, Midu Taima, is the reason for Rabbi Yossi, like Rava said, that it's Kol Omeid Lizrok Kizarok Dami? Maybe you're misunderstanding Rabbi Yossi. Meaning, Ein Echinami, the way we explained Rabbi Yossi just now, we're going to have a problem. But maybe we're totally misunderstanding him. Amri Bema Rava, Mishmed Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina, Haimu Taimu Rabbi Yossi. The real reason Rabbi Yossi holds that that when you're able to be Zorik the Dam, after the Kabbalah Sadam, you discover that you didn't do an Aver, you could still be Zorik. The Kasavar Klisharis Makachin as Absul Lechachil Likarev. It's already in a Klisharis, and Klisharis Makadesh, that which is possible to be able to be makr of them. From the fact that Rabbi Shimon says, like Rava explained in the sheet of Rabbi Yossi, that Kol Omeid Lizrok is Kizarok Dami, Kol Omeid Lizrok Nami, meaning if you assume like Rava's explanation, that we hold not only Kol Omeid Liftos, but Kol Omeid Lizrok is also Kizarok Dami, so going back to that possibility, well then you should also say Kol Omeid Lizrok Nami, Kizarok Dami, that anything that's Omeid Lisreifa should be considered as if it's already burnt, because everything that's omid li is kid. It's not just a din in words, it's a din in everything, even in maisa. So if that's the case, nosar, upara, what about nosar, a carbon that was left over past its man, or a paraduma? Amay metame tumas ochlin, why should those things be tame tumas ochlin? Because aren't they both omid lisrof, and therefore afrobialmaninu? They should have a status of dirt, of ashes, not of an ochel. So Amalei Chibas HaKodesh Machshartan. You're right. The only reason that Huchshar L'Kabal Tumah is because of Chibas HaKodesh. They're not really considered an ochel because you're right. They're Omei Lisrof, so it's Kisar of Dami. It's only Chibas HaKodesh that's Machshir them in any way. Amalei Ravina L'Ravashi Nihid Amani L'Chibas HaKodesh L'Avsuli D'Gufei L'Kurei Tami Nami L'Mimni Bei Rishon V'Sheni. Granted that Chibas HaKodesh is going to be enough to make something an ochel as far as Kabbalah's Tumah, that it's going to be Pasul Ba'ach, but is it actually tummy enough to transfer tumah onto other things as well? Does Chibas HaKodesh even do that? So Tifshul to buy the Reish Lakish, it seems like you're trying to say that it does. Well, then we should be poshed Reish Lakish's Shaila, because Reish Lakish asked, Sarid Shal Menachos, if you have the dry part of a Karban Mincha that Shemen never touched and therefore was never Huchshar L'Kabal Tumah, it's only Chibas HaKodesh that's Machshar L'Kabal Tumah, but it never had actual Huchshar L'Kabal Tumah, Al Yidei one of the Zayin Mashkin of Yad Shech Adam. So Monon Barisha Mashani Wayne Monon Barisha Mashani. So Reish Lakish wanted to know. Okay, I understand Chibas HaKodesh is Machshir L'Kabal Tumah to the extent that it can become possible, it can become Tamei. But does it become Tamei enough that it even transfers from one to the next like a normal Rishon Vesheni L'Tumah? Would you even go that far? So don't you see now we can be poshe that Shaila? Because we're saying that what makes the Paraduma Huchshar only Chibas HaKodesh? And yet we said it has regular dinim of Tumas Ochlin, Rishon and Sheni. So the same should be true by the Yovesh of the Korban Mincha. So the Gemara answers, even if Rav Kahana's statement was a Tuma Gemura of Rishon and Sheni, still you cannot be poshet Reish Lakish Shaila. Kimi Bailil Reish Lakish Dar Raisa. Reish Lakish was raising a Shaila on a Dar Raisa level. Does the din of Chibas HaKodesh, which serves to be Machshir, the dry part of Korban Mincha, to be Mekabel Tumi Dar Raisa, even serve to make it capable of transmitting Tuma on a Dar Raisa level? Kikamrinan, but when we're saying that Chibas HaKodesh is Machshir Nosar, and it's Machshir Paraduma for Tumas Ochlin, and even to be Metame other things, that's only Dirabanan. And therefore you can't bring any Raya from the fact that we're willing to say that it's Metame, Rishon, Bishani, and the Tumma can transfer on a Dirabanan level to Reish Lakish Shaila, which was purely on a Da'oraisa level. Okay, we're falling a little bit behind, but Bez Hashem, we'll pick up from that Mishnah tomorrow.